This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. As a child, Tamara Herzl wandered the 40 acres of wilderness and countryside that her parents owned. Nature was a companion and inspiration, and it remains so to this day. Herzl learned about printmaking at the Maine College of Art, but returned to her home state of Michigan to further pursue her chosen art form. She creates original lino cuts, wood blocks, and monotypes. Each block is carved, inked, and rolled through a manual printing press with a piece of paper. She repeats this process many times to create a multicolored relief print. The resulting images are of the creatures and nature scenes she has loved all her life. Tamara, how does one become a printmaker? Talk about how your interest in this art developed.
I got into it through several passes around. I enjoy art a lot and have, I guess, done it a lot growing up and as an adult. But my first exposure to printmaking was in high school. I had just a basic, you know, the linoleum block carving and printing, which is what I do now. I was exposed to some other things in high school, screen printing and etching, but I really liked the carving. And I continued on with my artistic explorations and tried different things, but kept circling around to the printmaking.
Is the carving, is that the most intensive part of the process, the hardest part maybe?
I think it just depends on the person. For me, I've discovered that it's the most relaxing and intuitive of it.
Mm.
For others, I mean, for me, the planning for me is the hardest. But I think we all have our strengths, and those are areas are what come the easiest. But for me, it's the carving, because that's when all the planning is out of the way. I have kind of I think of it as a map, a direction that I know I want to be heading. But for me, the carving is the fun part, because that's when I can start playing around with the marks and just watch the print develop and respond to that.
Do you make a drawing first, or you just go for the wood right away?
I make, especially with my layered prints, where there are several passes through the press and layers of ink, that takes the planning, which for me is the drawing. So I draw out a pattern, much kind of the way you would if you were sewing. It gives you a clear format to follow. And then I go in with the carving, and the carving is much more detailed than the drawing is. It's kind of like, I guess, if you have the idea of a coloring book, you could just go and fill in the areas with your just solid colors, or you could go in and add your textures and designs within those boundaries, and those textures and patterns and designs are what I add within those boundaries that I've drawn out.
Now, I understand that you grew up on 40 acres with quote-unquote back-to-land parents. I imagine that's got to have instilled your love of nature, because all of your work is very nature-oriented, trees, birds, animals.
Yes, that was very much a part of my upbringing. There's a question of nature versus nurture. You know, it was was I raised by parents because in that environment, because that was who they are too. So I think I got a double barrel of nature. Both it's just who I am, who my parents are, and it's how we feel fully who we are, I guess, is being surrounded by that. And so I keep coming back to it, because it is home.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. So educate us about, I understand there's three primary printmaking methods: reduction relief, single color relief, monotype. And then I'm also seeing terms like hand pulled. Educate us a little bit more about this process and the different variations that you can use.
Yeah, those are just the kind of the areas that I explore, but printmaking is so much broader. So I guess my basic way of printmaking is known as relief printmaking, and that means I take what I'm going to be printing from, which I generally call the printing plate or the matrix, and I carve into that. And what isn't carved away is what I apply the ink to. And when I put it through the pressure of the press, the ink is transferred to a piece of paper. So it's the relief areas, the areas standing up away from the carved areas that I actually print from. And I add my color in a couple different ways. I'll either just put the print through the press with one color of ink, black, and then I come back in with watercolor and add my color that way.
Watercolor. I would have thought maybe acrylic or something.
No, I was, before I jumped with both feet into printmaking, I was a watercolor painter, and that's what I'm most familiar with, so that's what I go to. But yeah, acrylic would work, oil would work. Again, it's what draws you in and what you're comfortable with and what excites you and I guess encourages you to explore. So for me, it's the watercolor. But the other thing I do is the reduction printmaking, which that is I use one printing plate, and I carve away what I, and this is where the planning comes in. I carve away the areas that I want to stay white in the print, or not just white, but just the color of the paper. They won't have any ink on them. And I ink the plate in the first color, which is generally the lightest color. And I run that through the plate, through the press. So what shows up on the paper is that lightest ink color. And the areas that I carved away are still the white of the paper. And then for the next color, or actually the areas that I want to stay that light color, I will carve those away and put the next darkest color on and run it through the press. So it's just slowly, it's called reduction printing because reduction relief prints, because I'm reducing the plate. I'm with each successive pass of and layer of color, I have taken more and more of the plate away. And it's a fun way to work. It challenging in that there can be some problem solving involved, but I enjoy it, and it adds an element of suspense, I guess.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with printmaker Tamara Herzl. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.